the podcast. excuse me. I want to say thanks. And the reason why I want to say that is because now I know and I come to acceptance what it takes to be successful. And what it takes to achieve, what it takes to accept, what it takes to accomplish, what it takes to be mentioned, what it takes to be called a star. And paying homage is a real thing. We need to pay homage to these people who led the way. You have people who did a lot, and it takes a lot to be a star. And we need those things. We need those people who set the path, who led us to victory. If not us, they generation. Remember what I told you the last time? You had people like Harriet Tubman, who led us at a good place, who paved the way, you know? And this is key. This is reason why be able to do things. People like Rosa Parks, you know, who paved the way, and it's guided, it's helpful. It's mission achieved. And this is what we need, you know? This helps us. This guides us. This strengthens us. This notifies others. Of the things we are able. We'll never let astray. You know, it's much more that Rosa Parks did, just sat in the front seat of that bus. You know? She did the things she wanted to do in that moment. And she did what she wanted. You know? Who's to tell what she did when she got off that bus? You know? And Harriet Tubman did more than what she did. She talked to others when she wanted to. You know? She brought people in a happy place. And people were surprised when they seen her. People was happy when they seen her. People was thankful when they seen her. And we need to pay homage to those to her and to those people who let us let all, excuse me, into victory. And you know, my family was able to get jobs, many jobs, at all things that they wanted. You know, they had resumes. You know, resumes is a very, very alluring, adoring thing. That sheet of paper states the things you can do. You know, I have a family member who worked for one of the biggest companies, and shows, you know, and this provided more outlets. This provided visual. This provided in which I can go there at any time. You know? So we need to pay respect to those peoples. You know, we have generations who set the way, and people don't even know. Generations down the line. But speaking of the generation, generations down the line, excuse me. You know, I have a 1970, is it a 1979? Is it a Caprice? No, not that. It's a... It's one of them old-fashioned cars. My generation down the line passed on to show that we paved the way. And that needs to be seen. That needs to be talked about. That needs to be mentioned. That needs to be viewed. That needs to be remembered. You know? So, I speak and come into a thought and I speak into a thought because we can come into realize that we already won. That the price was paid. You know, so when the price is paid, is that's when you sit homage. You know, it's no need to not acknowledge the people in our lives. You know? So, I just want to say propriety is paying the way for generations down the line, and people can come into acceptance that the battle's already fought, that the goal's already reached. That the traumas are caused. A bad cause. That is not only affecting the person, or the person being affected by the cause. And when you cause something, it causes a ricochet to come back. And it can be painful, you know? If not for you, for the cause. And I need people to realize that. That circulating things like diagrams are always leading from a cause. But I said circulating. You know? And that has nothing to do with what I'm saying. What I'm saying is generations paved the way when I say diagram. And people need to know that it needs to be spoken about. Generations down the line cause a good effect because they paved the way.